The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
School children across the country may be left without transport going into the new year. That's according to the Coach Tourism and Transport Council of Ireland, the CTTC. Bus drivers are said to be under pressure due to the age limit for drivers for school buses limited to 70. If you're over 70, you cannot apply. Now, late tenders issued by Bus Éireann before the school year has also put a strain on the whole system. And Fergal Barton, spokesperson for the CTTC, joins me. Fergal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How acute is this problem? How many kids who have applied for and got tickets won't have a seat?
Well, I think it's very difficult to put a number on it, but we know for sure that in every pocket around Ireland, there are frustrated parents currently at the moment who may not have received a ticket or are on the waiting list for new tickets for this coming
year. Now, they tell me that they've issued 138,000 tickets so far been issued. I wonder how many places they have, or do they only issue a ticket when they have a bus seat?
No, my interpretation would they would issue tickets and then they would seek to find transportation for that bus. So the normal process is that you would have a tender process maybe between March and May. Then the operators will be notified of their award of those tenders maybe at the early part of July. They're for 5-year tenders. There will be a cooling off period to allow them to accept that. And then obviously 5-year tenders that weren't accepted will be put back into the pot again. And then we would have a situation where we would have maybe just 1-year tenders, maybe if they weren't taken up for 5 years, and they would be offered out in August. But many operators didn't receive information on those until the 19th of August this year for a 1-year tender.
And the school term starting within 2 weeks of those tender.
Yeah, well, I know for ourselves, the school started on that Friday, the 23rd of August, and then the school transport started on 26th of August. So it's a very short lead-in time if you're successful in that tender, because within that week you have to supply obviously a vehicle, and you have to get a driver that's Garda vetted and has his medical and is ready to roll within the school transport network.
Now that's very, very late to be awarding tenders, and even if it's for 1 year. I mean, whether it's 5 years or 1 year, I can understand that asking people to commit to 5 years at a fixed price or at a contracted price may not suit a lot of people, because they're thinking, what will the economy be like? What will my resources be like? What will my fleet be like in 5 years' time?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, Pat, that we've called for a working group to be established with private operators, CTTC, and other stakeholders in that, with the Department of Education and with Bus Éireann, because the challenges that are coming down the line with the extension of the routes and the reduction of the kilometres that primary students and secondary students will be allowed to travel will obviously put more pressure on the system. There will obviously be more vehicles needed in the future, more drivers needed in the future. So if we don't face those challenges that are coming down the line, we're going to have serious problems with moving forward. And we already have serious problems currently at the moment.
Now, what about the age of drivers, that some drivers will be deemed ineligible because they're over 70?
Yeah, it's been frustrating for us over the last number of years. We've lobbied strongly that be changed and that drivers be allowed to extend on their services for 1, 2 or 3 years, whatever that may be decided. We have stated that we would recommend that they would have a medical leader once or twice a year, and that would allow drivers that are perfectly suitable and perfectly capable of driving school transport at the moment to extend on their services while we're in this crisis situation of looking for drivers and looking for routes to be accommodated.
Do they give any information as to why they put the limit at 70 and not 71 or 72 or whatever? Is there some sort of information from the actuaries in the insurance industry saying if you're over 70, you are a more dangerous driver than if you're 68?
Well, 2 points in that, Pat. One is that Bus Éireann have made this ruling themselves. So it's a Bus Éireann ruling. It's not a Department of Education ruling, and it's not an insurance industry ruling. So they've decided that for school transport that they are tendering out to private operators who operate 95% of services, they are no longer allowed to drive after 7 years of age. Over the years, we've been told that there's a number of reports that have been done, one in Canada in 2012, and then one in Finland. I mean, the Canadian one, apart from being out of date, I mean, it was a very, very... It was an interesting article because the paper was written in context that the human rights hearing in New Brunswick, which effectively resulted in the removal of the mandatory retirement age of 65, they didn't have enough evidence to say that it was dangerous for drivers over 65 and beyond to drive. So those two reports have been sitting on the desk, I presume, in Busairn for many years, and they decided that they would use them as a reference. As far as I'm aware, Pat, the RSA are now looking into this because of the lobbying that's been done by ourselves and many politicians over the last number of years, and the RSA are looking into it. The disappointing part in that fact is that, you know, they haven't contacted the school transport operators, or they haven't contacted CTC to discuss that and for us to give an input into that. Because remember, school bus drivers are completely different drivers than drivers that would be driving around Europe or driving around long distance. It's 2 hours in the morning, it's 2 hours in the afternoon. That's what they're being contracted to do. And many people at that age would prefer to work part-time.
I'm just wondering about the profile of the typical driver in the school bus fleet. And some of the buses are operated by Busairn themselves, but most are contracted out, as I understand it. So the profile, would they all tend to be older drivers, and would many of them be former full-time drivers who have decided this part-time 4 hours a day suits me down to the ground?
Yeah, I mean, the profile certainly is an older driver because it's part-time and it suits them down to the ground. They're not trying to pay a mortgage. They're not trying to earn a full week salary that raising a family. So you have a number of different people. We have people that have retired from other industries, that have retired, let's say, from the army, the guards, our public service. And one of the other areas we've lobbied for is that, you know, there should be a tax relief allowance, because if you're on a pension and if you're paying high tax relief allowance, you know, to drive a school transport, then you're going to be paying 50% tax on it. So we've lobbied for that to be looked at as well through by revenue. But yes, it can be drivers that have been full-time drivers, whether it be truck or coach and working Monday to Friday, who want to take a step back and just want to do shorter hours. Or it can be people coming from other industries, retiring at 50, 55 and want to go on and continue on their services and work. And that it's perfectly, this is the one industry that welcome drivers and welcome people that are over the age of 50, whereas other industries are not and won't accept
that. Now, what about the condition of the fleet? Everybody is familiar from the movies of the American school bus system, which is available to one and all, and the buses are yellow, and it's an offence even to overtake a bus when it's dropping off or picking up kids. You can't overtake it, full stop. But in the Irish situation, many of the school buses are doubling up, doing other tasks when they're not being school buses, and therefore are not identified as school bus fleet members.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. The American system is an excellent system, without question. And we've seen many times over the years how there have been close accidents or people nearly being knocked down for running in front of vehicles. So it's an excellent system over there. Yeah, private operators own their own vehicles, so they have their own livery, their own name, their own brand. They could have school transport service or school transport signs up on them. But I suppose where we're moving forward, Pat, is the investment in the future. If we're looking at decarbonising the fleet is an older fleet that's on school transport. And again, some of those vehicles are coming to the end of their time within that, because that's been under 20 years old. Some of those vehicles are well capable of continuing on in that once they're well maintained and well looked after. But if we're looking at moving forward, and if you're looking at the investment for an operator for 5 year or 1 year contract, can he invest in that kind of money moving forward in a new vehicle, and is he getting return on that investment? Because that's the critical thing. Remember,
okay, so
95%.
To cut to the chase, what do you want in making these noises about the school transport system? I mean, we've been told by Busairn that less than 1% of eligible children who've been given a ticket are currently without a bus. Now, when you look at the figures of 138,000, 1% of that is 1,380 kids without a seat. So you can play with percentages. 1% sounds small, but it still represents a lot of kids. But anyway, that's what they say. Relatively few kids are without a seat. So what do you want?
So the key points, Pat, is one, we want a working group established, that the private industry are working along with Busairn and with the Department of Education and with other stakeholders to try and move school transport forward into the future. Because remember, what's coming down the line is more requirements of school transport, more pressure on the private industry who provide 90%. 95% of the vehicles. We want the tender process looked at. There's a new Coupa computer system this year which has been put in place. And a lot of operators, certainly smaller operators around the country, have found that very difficult to manage. We want that reviewed and looked at again after 1 year in process.
Why is the computer system so difficult? What have they done?
Well, because the tendering, it's a complicated system. Everything needs to be done online. If you look at the profile of maybe, let's operators around the country have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 vehicles in local areas, they may not have the expertise in looking into that. Now, there has been courses put on online to try and educate them, but it just takes time. And remember, if you make one mistake on that, if you make a wrong letter or a wrong, what you call it, you lose your 5-year tender. So it's a really, really critical, important point that operators feel comfortable working within that tender process. And that's part of the stuff that we want to be talking about within the working group, to give feedback at that. We have met the Department of Education. We do meet them on a number of times throughout the year. And we've given our feedback on this and requested a working group on this. We've also met with Busairn and pointed out what's coming down the line is difficult in an operational sense for private operators to continue to supply the vehicles that's requested.
Now, in terms of the age, we have a text here. The big problem for school transport is the driver age restriction. If a medical expert certifies that an individual is fit to drive, that should be that. But from the UK, I have a graph here showing male and female accident rates. And it's kind of consistent, you know, 40s, 50s, 55, 60, 65, 70. Then 71 to 75, the female rate of accident jumps dramatically, the male less so. 76 to 80, the female driving accident rate jumps again. The males jump a bit, but not as significantly as the females. And by the time you're 86 plus, the males and the females have a huge potential accident rate, more or less the same. They're the actuarial statistics. So does Busairn have any point, or are they in breach of the law by discriminating against people on the basis of age?
Well, I think it is discriminatory for sure in that, and perhaps a test case needs to be taken with regard to that. But what we're looking for is an extension for a number of years. We're not looking for extension for drivers to be driving at 80, 85 years of age. We're looking for, we're at a critical point, a critical crossroads in school transport. And we have an expertise of drivers out there that are just coming to 70 years of age. And we're looking to say, can these be extended on for a number of years, maybe 2-3 years on a 3-year extension on their license, having medicals on a consistent basis. If that's a 2-year, if that's twice a year, that's fine. If that's once a year, it's a solution to help in the difficult situation that.
And would those drivers be willing to undergo a driving test, for instance? Because driving a bus is not like driving a car. I mean, granny and granddad regularly drive their kids everywhere.
Yeah, but
they'd be offended.
Have a driver's license. I don't see why they would have to do a driving test again. They already have a driver's license, so my driver can go down and take a group from school to a private group into Dublin and back out again, but he can't drive them 5 minutes in school transport. So once he has a medical, once he's cleared by an insurance company, which all private operators have, he would not need to be able to sit a test again.
And I'm just wondering whether or not when you're driving a big yoke like a coach, whether, you know, you really have to be fully in charge of your faculties and your skills. And whether or not, I believe in the construction industry, machine operators have to sometimes be recertified. So maybe that would get over the hurdle if drivers were willing to undergo a further a refresher test, if you like, to make sure that their competences had not been dimmed.
Well, I think anything could be put on the table, Pat, because I think operators will be looking out there to try and find a solution. And if somebody came up, or if the RSA came up with a criteria that had to be met, I'm sure private operators would look at that and try to do that. So it would certainly be something that the working group could look into.
Here's a question. Must some school bus drivers leave the service every summer and then reapply for September?
Well, if you're an operator and you have a 5-year contract and your 5-year contract finishes, you have no contract for the following year. So you can apply and you can tender, but you will not know if you're going to be successful in that tender.
So your drivers have to be let go.
Yeah. Some operators would do that if they're employed purely, but other private operators would hold on to their drivers and realign them into other services.
Text from an 82-year-old, driving since I was 17, not one bump, never mind an accident. This one, some buses are serving two schools, primary and secondary, 20 kilometres from each other. A review of all bus routes is needed to make it more efficient and safer, as drivers should not be under time pressure to serve the second bus route to the second school. Bus drivers have little say and no rights. Please listen to the drivers.
Yeah, for sure. And if you have a working group together, why not have drivers or people that have worked in the industry to give their input into it? So I would agree with that. And of course, traffic patterns at the moment is a difficult situation and drivers are trying. But I mean, look, all private operators will tell their drivers to get their children to and from school safely, and time is not, they're not under time pressure. If they arrive a few minutes late, that's just the way it has to be once they arrive safely.
All right. And I think that is the most important thing. Fergal Barton, spokesperson for the Coach, Tourism and Transport Council of Ireland, the CTTC. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.